Bianca Casting is a teacher at a secondary school, but at the moment she's on maternity leave. 1 year ago, she gave birth to her daughter Lotta, a profound experience, she says.
Because the first pregnancy is very special for a woman. During this time, you have many questions and insecurities. I wasn't even that anxious, but I was happy to get this much support.
Bianca is referring to her midwife. In Germany, pregnant women can choose where to give birth. Basically, there are three options: the hospital, at home, or in a specialized birth house, a place that is supposed to be like home. Except that you have trained midwives to assist you before, during, and after giving birth. So that is the option that Bianca chose. She liked the place, she says, but when she was there, she heard that the privately run place was about to close. The reason is money. In Germany, every midwife is obliged to have a liability insurance in case a child is crippled or even dies during birth. However, the insurance rate increased by 400% during the last 10 years to around 5,000 euro a year. And with an average income of 24,000 euro a year after tax, many midwives now say they just can't make ends meet anymore.
When I heard that the midwives are in trouble and that the birth house is about to close, I was worried and even got really angry. I thought, in a rich country like Germany, where midwives do such a great job and are so important for the women giving birth, this is unacceptable.
So Bianca decided to start an online petition highlighting the financial predicament midwives face over the soaring rate for the liability insurance and calling on the German Minister of Health to find a solution. Dear Mr. Gröhe, that is his name, please save our midwives, she wrote.
Actually, I was planning to start a small petition, hoping that many people would sign it, and then I would pass on the signatures to the Minister of Health at some point, without much fuss. But that's not what happened.
Something else happened. Germany's main insurance company decided to delist the liability insurance for the midwives, which rendered their situation even more precarious. All of a sudden, Bianca's petition had more than 300,000 signatures. The media started showing interest and journalists began asking Bianca for interviews. She was even invited to TV talk shows. Her petition had turned into a nationwide movement. The midwives and the mothers took to the streets in cities all over Germany. But Bianca was concerned that these protests wouldn't be enough to bring about the necessary changes. Something bigger and more eye-catching was needed to get the broader public on side with the midwives.
Then I came up with the idea of demonstrating in Berlin, and I thought it might be a bit boring to go to Berlin by train or by car, so I thought, why not cycle there? And I even found women crazy enough to join in.
Via social media, Bianca started fundraising. Within days, she got all the money she needed, and the women, their babies in tow, set off. They cycled all over Germany, 400 kilometers in total. They posted videos on YouTube and Facebook to keep their followers updated. The trip took almost 2 weeks.
We reached Berlin on April the 12th. It was really amazing. There must have been 3,000 or 4,000 people. It was huge. That was really great.
Gigantisch. Das war echt toll.
That was in mid-April. Since then, not much has happened. The Minister of Health issued statements saying that he would do something to improve the situation, but his promises remained vague. So Bianca kept up the pressure and continued campaigning for Germany's midwives.
Also, meine Geburt ist von so viel Hebammenarbeit unterstützt worden.
The midwives supported me so much, so I know how vital their help is. That's why I'm so committed. And I also want my younger sister and my daughter to be able to access a midwife if they want. My dream would be that everyone has the adequate help when they give birth.
Dass die Geburtshilfe den Hebammen zurückgegeben wird und uns Frauen.
And Bianca has in fact made some progress. Recently, the Minister of Health agreed to meet her and three midwives. Bianca says Minister Gröhe told them he would push for new legislation. A new law which would increase the tariffs for obstetrics has indeed been put to the cabinet. He also considers limiting the insurance sum to stop the premiums from getting even more expensive. The new law has yet to be debated in parliament, but things finally seem to be moving. Hopefully fast enough. Bianca is planning on having a second child soon, and she's determined to give birth with a midwife.